as he was caught by surprise when he received summons from the Lake State's coordination office after his paper published the editorial that alleged the former governor of Lake State, Chol Tong Mayai, had diverted public money.
I was promptly arrested and served with an arrest warrant and then placed in a very difficult condition. There is a room, it's small, I think it was about 3 yards by 5 yards. It was full of goods. There were sacks of sugar, tins of oil, and other commodities. It was not really for human beings. It was just, I think, something like a store for stolen goods and things like that.
Taban says he was held for several hours before being released without charge. He says he's being sued for defamation by the ex-governor. In a statement released today, the International Federation of Journalists, or IFG, condemned Taban's arrest, saying he was treated like a criminal and held in very inhuman conditions. Taban's arrest came less than a month after South Sudan agreed to be a pilot country for a United Nations program to create a free and a safe environment for media workers. One of the changes called for in the UN plan is for defamation to be decriminalized. The head of the Union for Journalists in South Sudan, or UJOS, Oliver Modi, says journalists are frequently arrested in the country.
When I talk of the arrest, detentions, torturing, or call it intimidations in the Republic of South Sudan, is really rampant. The Union is operating currently in 7 states. We have found that in the 7 states, we have cases of journalists being intimidated, journalists being arrested.
In the last 2 months, UJOS says at least 10 journalists have been detained without charge in South Sudan. Modi says South Sudan has no laws to protect journalists like them and desperately needs them.
Which law are they going to use to make Olpre Taban, whether Olpre Taban is guilty or Olpre Taban is not guilty, meaning we don't have anything. So you arrest him and you release him. You torture him and you release him. What have you done? Like any other journalist who was arrested since independent, our journalists were taken in, released. Just like that.
Modi says that journalists who are arrested are often threatened with tougher actions if they continue their work.
They are kept in the custody for a period of time that they want, and they release the journalists out with also very strong intimidation. Again, if you do it, we will take you where you will not see the sun. Look at such words. So you are intimidated, and you find that most of our journalists in the Republic of South Sudan are working in fear to write the really issues that are actually coming up in the Republic of South Sudan. So we are heading to nowhere.
Government spokesman Barnaba Marial Benjamin did not answer his phone when he was contacted for comment. His deputy, Tem Yak Atem, was reportedly out of the office. For VOA News, I am Mugume Devsurwakarinj in Juba.